Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Good evening, Pat.
And good evening.
From the sound of our opening music, I would guess that we are going to visit Africa tonight.
Yes, Southern Africa to be more precise, and some of the areas that we didn't touch on last year. Was it last year
already?
Yes,
it was.
But tonight, right here in this first spot, we'll be listening to Zimbabwe, or Rhodesia as it was once known. Primarily Southern Rhodesia here. Not too much recording activity in Zambia until a little later. But that first piece that we opened with was a mealy song from Rhodesian walkies. And what they're doing is stamping mealies, which is maize, so it's really a corn grinding song. And it was recorded by an enterprising young discophile, who is not named, with his Vistavox equipment, portable, someplace near Greenpoint, which is not in Brooklyn, the Greenpoint Common in Rhodesia, circa about 1940.
And you have that actual disc?
Yeah, we have the record that he actually cut onto, a little aluminum-based 12-inch disc.
Oh, is it the one with that flaky stuff?
Yeah, it's got that flaky stuff,
oh,
so
man,
you got to be careful.
For those of you who aren't really familiar with these, they are about the most difficult records to keep intact,
yes,
of anything made.
But they smell the best of all records, I think. Okay, we're in Southern Rhodesia for this first segment, and we'll begin with a recording by Babu Gumeri. This is a duo recorded under the auspices of Columbia, the Columbia Phonograph Company, with Mr. H.T. Tracy, as the label says, conducting. Recordings from January of 1933, and these are among the first recordings he ever made and formed the basis of the library, the International Library of African Music. These are among those first. From there, we will hear the trio of Injari. These are these half-cut gourd type of imbiras. More on that later. And another recording instigated by Tracy by the artists Maduma, Zakawa, and Chikogo, also on the Columbia. Followed with a little bit of jive, or the beginnings of jive, as we hear it in Rhodesia, by someone named Joseph Dingaan, who recorded for the Bato Bantu label in Southern Rhodesia. And lastly,
dating from when?
Sometime in the 40s. And from about the same time, another piece, kind of uptown but still very country, is a dance piece for the Tsaba dance played by Jerome Kainga and his guitar, which might feature a yodel or two. So listen for that. So some music from Zimbabwe, starting with some very historic recordings from the great U. Tracy, who we can't say enough good things about. But let's have the music speak the rest.
¶¶ Masai Bata, Chiri Harare, Warungu Edu, Te 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 Ay ay ay, ay mi señu, ay ay ay, de yeñu, ay ay ay, ir mi guaco, ya dai besa, tiri arare, guarungu veru, te 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 muro mo te kogdo ere, ay ay ay, ay mi señu, ay ay ay, de yeñu, ay ay ay, ay ma jeke atai nguisa kiri harare wangu edu
mateura mateura oe
dinde mateura
mateura mateura oe
dinde mateura
dakatumwa
dinde mateura
chizingwena
dinde mateura
tore ngoma
dinde mateura
tizorisa
dinde mateura
Mateura, Mateura, oi,
dinde Mateura.
Mateura, Mateura, oi,
dinde Mateura.
Dakatumwa,
dinde Mateura.
Tizingwena,
dinde Mateura.
Torengoma,
dinde Mateura.
Tizoriza,
dinde Mateura.
Thank you. chitamba tsaba tsaba ndak ngen chitamba ndak ngen chitamba tsaba tsaba pakutingo mande urambe rimezuan di chifamba rimezuan di chifamba di chienda brumuli Dakasika tumsika na uyo kwanda kasia tsamba yangu Uruli Yakange chivunza iwe jani Unondi dahere iti iti wawe wangu Uruli Dawiya kuzoktora kutiti yende iweneni Urle Takadnu vnda iripitamba yenda kakupa zuwarie Akari handi na bakuyona iyo tambaya kwa chinyeba Dikati uya iwe janti yende nda uya kuti ndi kutore Akati handi diba kuyenda newe jeri kwete andi diba Dikati zino ini ndo yenda ndu kundipa tamba ii Ichita ura kuti iwe jeri ndo da kuti ndi tore Dikati uya iwe janti yende nda uya kuti ndi kutore Akati handi diba kuyenda newe jeri kwete andi diba Dikati zino ini ndo yenda ndu kundipa tsamba ii Ichita ura kuti iwe jari ndo da kuti ndi tore Ndo yenda burumuli
The first question I have for you about the two songs that started the set, especially the first one.
Yeah, these are more a folk song, and Tracy made a point of searching out country musicians for his first trip. He gathered about 16 musicians together on this first expedition and took them on a train trip from Fort Victoria, the district of Fort Victoria, down to Cape Town to record them. The piece was Tete Tete Tehe Tekehe, or
right.
Something along that line. You can hear what they're actually saying on the recording. And the second piece, Mateura We. So two short folk songs. And after that was another famous trio of musicians from that part of the country, the trio of Injari players. These are Imbira, or what we've come to know as kalimbas in this country. Remember the little thumb pianos they used to sell in the 60s. Well, flip some of them over, you might see a little sticker that says, "You Tracy, official kalimba," from when the library was at Rudaport.
They actually exported them to America?
Yes. It was a big thing in Bira, and a very big part of Tracy's work was to preserve that music and record it all over the continent. And he made books, how to play the Imbira, and But these are some of the first times they're captured on record with such nice sound. The piece by Maduma, Zakawa, and Chigogo, a trio of Injari players, was called Durinduru Yakaputsu Gona. And again, these are musicians who originally, in the old years, were wandering kinds of minstrels, like many other parts of Africa, but the Injari players, famous for playing the type of imbira that is sort of set into a calabash, a gourd that's kind of cut in half and then
circled. As a resonating
Right,
box.
And then circled with a string of coins or bottle caps or anything that'll rattle and make that very distinctive sound. From there, we heard from Joseph Dingun, and something labeled on the label as mouth harp jive. And this is a key to the beginnings of jive in Rhodesia as it's beginning to spread around all of southern Africa.
Why don't you describe briefly?
Well, jive is the uptown kind of music that you'd hear in the shebeen or the beer house, and where the guitar is not so much finger-picked, but strummed with the kind of sock or punch kinds of chords, and more uptown, more jazzy. This here is interesting as guitar and harp, and the piece was called Yuloliwe, and this recorded on the again, the Batu Bantu label from the 1940s. These
That's
were popular.
Harmonica harp.
Right.
Right.
The mouth harp. Sorry about that.
French harp.
Right. And then the dance piece, the Saba Saba dance piece, is the beginning of yet another popular form, Saba Saba dance music. Here you can hear that it was clearly influenced by our American country music. You have finger-picked guitar, the form of the song, even a yodel or two that the singer threw in. The song is called Jane, and it was performed by Jerome Kainga and his guitar. So one more point to factor into the equation is that country music precursor to the Kwela music that became popular as well. And that Saba Saba dance was especially popular in Malawi, where we're going to next, once Nyasa land. We'll hear first from the Asenga choir and a type of music called Makwaya, M-A-K-W-A-Y-A.
Sounds like.
Right, taking choir. The English word, choir, and of course showing the church music in it. Then we'll hear Dadeso Benda and a piece called Analinga, recorded for Gallotone in the 1940s. And this is a duet which features the button accordion, another big factor in the music, especially country music. And then we'll hear someone labeled on the label as Derek the Venda guitar player. And we'll just take a side route there to the Transvaal for the last piece. So first, from about 1938, some Nyanja musicians from Malawi, now Malawi, and Ama Lupenga.
Nawera nemwana wamvula kuzomtsambizana nzimbo muno
mutsakanje
nutsakira kuzoyimba kumujani
muimbe navani
nimbe namweo
muzoyimba
nuzi vangako
tata
nabani neri numuja
muzi alinoyimba
nene wamvula
nene uchoka Fort Jamson
nufuna kuti muimbe nilomba tienda tikani mumbwe
nene uzi vai sekenyo zoyimba
nimbesele ntienda tikani
vanone mariro vanone mariro kumbingo kulingondo
amabenga tokolanya
Vanani marido, kumbingo, kulingando.
Amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, kulingande kulingondo. Amabenga tukulanye.
Lemba likalata, kumbingo, kulingando.
Amabenga tukulanye.
Lemba nikalata, kumbingo kulingando.
Amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, kulibande kulingondo. Amabenga tukulanye.
Lemba limaliro, kumbingo kulingando.
Amabenga tukulanye.
Embali marido, kumbingo kulingando.
Amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, kulibande kulingondo. Amabenga tukulanye.
Lemba nikalata, kumbingo kulingando.
Amabenga tukulanye.
Lemba nikalata, kumbingo kulingando.
Amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye, amabenga tukulanye,
Chona mwana wano afani letu pamoja ndi bambanga ndatashuna kale kale sana ndi ndo bado akwa inacho msona Evala ndi upereka moni kwa Evala zaki soni kwa mbili kodi mulipo Evala ndachona ne pano mwana wano ndiko na Evala ndi pesa bambanga ndi omweo zaki soni kwa mbili mwana Mwameri kusana akasanga apeti, apiseti pamoja ndinu, amulausa akona pambedi, akuimba zika soko kakoka. Zaki soni, kudala mwachoni mulipo. Arenere mwanao, arenere mwanao, arenere mwanao, arenere mwanao, arenere mama mwanao, mwana, mwana, arenere mwana, 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 mwana. Akasa kuna andichi makutala zivala kuna maluma a 7 stoni ndili pano mkani zaki stoni kwa mbili kuchona ndachona ndili pekiri gose sindi sewe za nchito ndare kanikola kungo bona basi mwanawe alenele mwanawe alenele mwanawe alenele mwana alenele mwana
Well, several things come to mind for me to ask you. I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes.
That's
dreaming
it, right?
Tonight of my blue eyes.
Thinking tonight. Think. Right on the button. It's titled as Zata. Someone has their Vendaland dictionary handy.
The tune before that.
I wanted to say that was from Vendaland in the northeast part of the Transvaal. So this is separate, actually, from the other two cuts, which were from Nyasaland.
Okay, the second Nyasaland cut that you played.
Okay, we heard that was Joni Juma, or Johnny Juma, and Pietros Marauzi playing the percussion, which I assume is some kind of tambourine, and the button accordion, or the squash box.
Squash box. That instrument, actually one of my more favorite instruments, exists in all over the world. One of my favorite records from Tahiti, featuring that instrument.
Right, concertina.
The New Orleans and Cajun style.
Right.
And the Canadian style, which is related to that Cajun style, actually, but still a separate branch. South Africa, we've heard other examples of the instrument from all over.
South Africa is the key, because there you have so many sailors and traders stopping off at the Cape and bringing their music with them. One of the most popular squash box accordions that sold throughout Southern Africa is the Bastari type of concertina, and that system where today it's not looked with much favor, where a different note is on the push and a different one is on the pull. Unlike the English concertina that has the same in and out, and there's been a lot of written history on the accordion and concertina in
South Africa. Well, one of the things that is very appealing as an instrument there, I'm sure, is the fact that it's a rhythm instrument as well as a melodic instrument.
Oh, yeah. You hear it primarily on dance music.
Yeah, you really get a lot of feeling from it. And it must have been one of these instruments that as soon as somebody heard it, they said, I got to get one of those.
Well, the Zulus picked it up naturally from the Boer musicians who
were coming from an English and German musical.
English, German, and Dutch.
Yeah.
Where the accordion is very prominent in their dance music. We started with the Makwaya piece by the Asenga Choir, recorded about 1938 for the Singer label. And that, of course, showing more influence of our church music and the missionary.
Which is probably the most widespread influence in the world, really.
Well, the missionaries were at it for a long time.
Yeah, and they were really dogged about it, too. Going out of their way to destroy native instruments. We can point out that.
We can spend a show on that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we have at some point. We'll move on for our penultimate set to the area of Portuguese East Africa, now known as Mozambique, where records were sold in bicycle shops, at least as some stickers on labels I've seen. Buy your cycles and gramophones at so-and-so's. We'll hear from the Getonosa Choir. This recorded again for the Singer label in the 1930s. And this again, westernized, featuring those triadic harmonies, as the ethnomusicologists would like to point out, as opposed to the twos and the fours and all of that. But we're not going to hear much of the timbilia music and the chopi xylophone orchestras for this segment. We've done that before. Try to give you a little side avenue on this program. After that, we'll hear from Mahikwane Reformador de Canções. And this is from the southern part of Mozambique. And I guess really shows more of the Portuguese element in the guitar music, especially. Uganzimbeli Akutsonga. And here you hear, although it's a later recording, we're listening to a guitar style that's probably one of the older styles in Africa. The guitar being part of music in the Portuguese part of Africa since really the late 1500s.
Really?
Some form of a guitar. So it might be one of the places, one of the oldest seats for the guitar in Africa. And while we're on the subject of guitar, why not some mandolin? A mandolin led band with claves, maracas, and timbales on the Trek DC label from the 1940s, and a pop dance piece called Africana performed by the Heriot Mine Nyanbani Band, who were a popular band, recorded several mild pop hits, instrumental, And this is one of the nicer ones, I think, led by a mandolin. Straight instrumental dance music.
Mozambique.
Right.
Enyavela nare sange gita nos vaye men.
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 Zolomalandela,
Zolomalandela, Zolomalandela, Zolomalandela,
Zolomalandela, Zolo,
Zolomalandela,
Zolomalandela, na,
Zolomalandela,
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 Zolomalandela, Baba,
Zolomalandela,
Zolomalandela, na,
Zolomalandela,
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 Zolomalandela, Zolo,
Zolomalandela,
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 Zolomalandela, Baba,
Zolomalandela,
Zolomalandela, Baba,
Zolomalandela,
Zolomalandela, na,
Zolomalandela,
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 Zolomalandela, Zolo,
Zolomalandela,
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 Zolomalandela, Zolo,
Zolomalandela,
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 Zolomalandela, Zolo,
Zolomalandela,
Zolomalandela, Zolo,
Zolomalandela.
Now, over for one, it now had to be up by the Mitanala. I'm going on the one to go up by the Mitana Sene Uba. Avakali Valuka Bula Bulina Yungo, Uba Yungo, and Waku Shadi Sadwe. I had to love a man who wants to always. Four bang, a martin when you're talking about me moon, Ekuba. But the diva is going out to me that way, yes, that way. I'm below what's in the town, so we have to go tell them for one. What's the going to go? I want my team to go. What the mama, she might try it. Wote tela kuchuka ndilimu kongwana wote chuka ngomuzilimu kongwana ungazi shondolo ti ungazi chuka ngingo ungazi shondolo ti zingamu kongwana wote tela kuchuka ndilimu kongwana utozi paga ini zingamu kongwana wote tela kuchuka ndilimu kongwana utozi paga ini zingamu kongwana Alberto Valoya alinga kiseta tuwa ina ajeli na nyatungu Alazi kumandu oshela nyama ni mwamisi kuhonze embela. Amisi wale apernati nyantumbo wapiti wale kwa kwanzi saka zikangisa shelina mimi. Kuhonze zela kutu kanzili mkongwana. Kuhonze zela kutu kanzili mkongwana. Zafiti wale kaseli danga kuzela kwa kumayekwane. Arantana na tabi.
Well, one small question that arose in listening to those records is that in the second song, the guitars carry the rhythm entirely. There's no drumming. There's no percussion instruments.
I guess probably three guitars there. One is really beating out the rhythm.
I mean, what we think of as, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but what we think of as the traditional musical strength of the African continent, at least the black African continent below North Africa, which is really a very different cultural area anyway, is that percussion and rhythm is the basis for the music, at least it's traditional, the real traditional music.
Yeah, and I think it was most clearly seen in the Congolese pop records, where they took every element of rhythm that they could get their hands on, and from many cultures. And it was such a pan-African phenomenon that it carried even into South Africa, who had its own set of influences informing their pop scene.
Right,
including guitar-based music.
Right, including all the influences that we talked about from the seagoing people and the Boers, too.
And this is a very atypical piece, this one, from Mozambique. It's hard to distinguish this from a jive guitar band from Union of South Africa.
Right.
From the same time. And after that, we heard from the Harriet Mine Band and Africana. We're going to hear a whole different set of miners now as we move down to Basuto Land, or Lesotho, namely the Norse Mines Basutos, who were recorded for HMV at about 1930. These were commercially released records and feature some of the most incredible and deep choral music I've ever heard. The piece we'll hear is Motolo. And a lot of these were based on praise songs, these minor songs that came out in the early 30s.
Marketed primarily?
Towards that market in the central part of Southern Africa. We'll hear another one by the Aliwal North Sesotho Choir. And something in a more 20s style, this recorded about 1932, also for HMV. Really a traditional type folk song called Makoko, very westernized, and led by a man named C.C. Matlaporo. And he's sort of the Sotho equivalent to the Bantu Glee Club or the other great singing bands of South Africa during the 20s. So two cuts from what was once Basuto Land.
Latalan Kata Pilukashe, Kabaka Levala Tourist to Alabal, Minisata Nyeful of the Kishi, Linyapul Lamona Fell, Mbassali to Hotado Hatisi to Hur, Limonsa 1932, Divinita Alabale, Dikileta Fisha Hauke, Sakopanga, Divinis or Samarabe Akupa, Hotla Tainelo Robert Matopol, German Kabal, but Tilma Jane, the Bosofan Kheh, Omo Mudis, Boba Banam, Dilan, and Bogetric Mudis. Lua ena maleswa na maradi wa masala, maslango, retabere shwile mafufa afedide, binam banabak.
Mububu wala tata pake samu juwani. Mububu wala tata pake samu juwani. Wani kwai kwai, tuwa nyana, la pena po manana. Wani kwai kwai.
Agalim Pinele Mona Moirim Babam Ban Tata Babam Ban Toide
Babam Ban Tata Babam Ban Toide Kiliwa Babam Ban Tata Babam Ban Toide Kiliwa Yomotolo
Well, Patrick, you've done it again. Picked two records that were about as distant from each other as they could possibly be, both choral records, both
right.
And recorded probably.
Probably next door in the other room, but two very different in their presentation, too, I think. The Aliwal singers, who we just heard, recorded several sessions of music and a lot of beautiful folk songs like that one. The Norse Minds Basutos are another story, I think. Certainly a very limited sales potential on music like that, but I think some beautiful sounds. Many questions here. We don't have many answers, but we have a lot of music for you, and we hope you continue to tune in from week to week. We are going to move offshore now, just for a bit. We were recently in Mozambique, so a little off the shore now, to an island of Sakalavs, the Nosy Be people, on location in 1928 or so. And we'll hear some fishermen doing the, as it says in French, I'll try this, the Chant de Consolation. And this record was instigated by the Institut Phonotique from Paris and released by the Pathé Brothers. Great bunch of guys who brought us some nice records back in the 20s
and 30s. The Pathé Brothers were almost single-handedly responsible for almost all the media in Europe in that part of time, too. I remember when I bought my first Pathé hand-cranked 35mm solid oak movie
camera. There you go, movie
cameras from the
right.
20s. And these were people who, the rooster ruled.
Oh, yeah, in many parts of the world, and especially in Africa, and especially off the coast of Madagascar, which is where we are for this recording, featuring a very primitive valija and an instrument called the faré on this one, too. A nice location recording to end, and we hope to see you soon.
Good night, Pat.
Good night.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air. This is Citizen Kafka. We only have a minute or two left for the show, so here's the soundtrack to a record collector's dream. See you again. Oh.